Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. When Jesus first appeared to the apostles as a group, they were, understandably, overwhelmed and alarmed. They don't know what to think, and some of them clearly seem to think they're seeing a ghost and not Christ in the flesh. We know this because Jesus has to tell them to calm down, and specifically, he has to reassure them that he is not a ghost. He even has to prove it. Listen to Luke's narrative. He stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. Why does Jesus have to convince them he's not a ghost? And why is it better not to be a ghost? And what does that have to do with the way we try to live our Christian life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. A ghost is, basically, someone who has died and is now disconnected from their body. Now, why is that such a troubling thing? On the most basic level, it's because we human beings are designed to be both body and soul. So, a soul without a body is a kind of truncated thing, something less than fully human. But more practically speaking, the body is how we stay connected to the reality around us, to nature, to delight, to other people. When we think of a ghost, like a ghost roaming around a haunted house, we think of a floating mind disconnected from the reality all around it. The scary thing is, a lot of people live like ghosts while they're still in the body. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In the late 1940s, the philosopher Gilbert Ryle introduced the phrase ghost in a machine to describe a view of the human person as a mind detached from the body and the whole physical reality in which it was living. That phrase has resonated with a lot of people in the contemporary world. People who feel disconnected from reality and its goodness. People who haunt the world like ghosts, even while they're alive. People who live in virtual reality, on screens, instead of in nature. They take drugs to have private feelings and visions. And they eat highly processed fake food to stimulate pleasure, instead of to nourish the body and keep it healthy. They live in fantasy worlds of pornography and news and shows instead of noticing what's going on right there around them. And worst of all, they text and post instead of working to get to know the people they live and work with. Christ, on the other hand, is calling us to resurrected life. That means a full life. He didn't come back as a ghost, and we certainly should not live like ghosts at any point. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Christ shows us, even in his resurrected mode, how to stay in touch with the goodness of reality that surrounds us. He enters into nature. Remember how in John's Gospel he meets them First in the garden, then on a shore. And he starts a fire for them to sit around. He walks along the road to Emmaus with two of his disciples. Christ often meets his followers outdoors. He also several times eats good food with them. That's part of his proof that he's not a ghost. And when he's at table with them, they talk. They have good conversation. And of course, he's there for them in person. He doesn't text them or Zoom them. They can actually touch him. He's there in front of them. So look, let's stop living like a ghost. Go out in nature and pray and praise God. Do what Jesus did. Ask somebody to go for a walk. And then invite them to a meal and celebrate with good food and good friends and have good conversation. These are the best things life has to offer. It's where we meet Christ, and it's part of how we prepare for eternal life with Him. And this is the way we build friendship. It's all about friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it to the full. After the resurrection, when he tells the apostles repeatedly that he's not a ghost, part of what he means is that he's not living some truncated, impoverished life. He's living the fullness of life. He's utterly connected to the goodness of reality, the goodness of which he is the supreme cause. Easter is the time to delight in the fullness of life, to let go of the second-rate substitutes of our sins and our low-grade entertainments, and enter into the goodness of reality. And remember, Christ's resurrection paves the way for a life that is more full, more rich than anything we've experienced before. So, what's a good resolution? Invite someone to take a walk with you, to eat with you, have a drink with you, and talk, and live friendship together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, have you ever thought that you might be living as a ghost?
I think this is the most accurate depiction of our culture right now and where people are at. And I've also absolutely felt that. I think it's like a different level of boredom, because instead of feeling bored, you just don't feel at all.
Yes.
And in many ways, we kind of...
That's worse.
We live like the dead because we don't want to... we put as little effort into the food that we eat and the conversations that we have and the time that we spend in a way that time is so precious, and I spend a lot of time just trying to make it pass. Yeah. And that's a lot like death, but it's also not even a good reflection of what death is. I was really struck in this meditation by thinking of that image of Christ and what he's trying to show us is the true resurrection of the body. As the afterlife is right now, heaven looks very different than what it will finally be, as in the new earth, the resurrected body. Don't think of the fullness of life as your disembodied soul glowing in a void. Think of it as the greatest day of your life that doesn't end.
Yes.
And not the greatest day as in everyone throws gifts at you and you're just smiling and you're in an ad for something where everyone's just laughing meaninglessly over nothing. It's like the accomplishment, feeling truly seen and known by others, feeling the presence of God.
And the best and most glorious aspects of nature, mm-hmm. and your body and your feelings, your emotions, everything.
And when you think of it that way, you better grasp what it means to live heaven on earth. And I think something I say very frequently is, it's easy to look at the Ten Commandments and say, well, I haven't killed someone. But this is another really good way to look at your life and say, but am I living my life? Am I living heaven on earth? Or am I seeing the graveness of wasting my life away? I, right now, you know that I'm making a great effort to take my mind off the internet, to take my mind off the phone, because I have felt like I'm subsisting on my phone. Someone made a great point, actually, that most of the time that we open our phone, it's not because we want to do something. We're just going to open up a random app and just look at whatever it wants to show us.
Mm.
We're not looking for anything. There's no purpose in it. We're just opening YouTube and, oh, whatever random information it's going to share with me. I won't retain any of it either way. It's just something to put in front of my eyes.
Just and passing time.
It is just passing time. But I've noticed in trying to separate myself from my phone, putting my phone away, keeping it in the car, keeping it in a different part of the house, not reaching for it, not thinking about it all the time, I feel alive.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm actually with the people in front of me. I feel like I'm actually present to God. I feel like I'm getting my mind back, and I feel like I'm coming back to life.
I want to throw something out to you.
Absolutely.
See if you shoot it down. That the more we are engaged directly with reality, I mean not through a screen, the more that you're out in nature,
mm-hmm.
and using your physical body,
mm-hmm.
and preparing and eating your food, and all your senses are involved, and you're using your mind to think,
mm-hmm.
the better you are at conversation.
Oh, I fully agree.
And to the degree that we spend all our time on a screen, we eat food that I don't think was ever real at some point. That was never an animal or a plant. Just a chemical. And the less we use our bodies and all of our senses, the less we're able to enter into conversation.
I feel that all the time. I think especially because part of my job is being asked to sit down in front of you and have a present conversation. And it is an uphill battle when I try to, I give myself whiplash sometimes because I spend my entire day on my phone and then I sit down to pray the rosary with you and talk and my brain can't catch up because it's still mush. I'm still not feeding it. And then I'm like, how am I supposed to produce anything meaningful right now?
Yeah.
But in the last couple of days in which I've been getting my mind back little by little, this has felt much easier.
Yeah. And to the degree that we are unable to enter into conversation, that's the proportion we lose friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Because friendship is built by conversation. Yeah.
I notice very distinctly in myself, if I am not living a fruitful life, and then when I try and have conversation, it feels very dead. But also with different friends, I know when I go to catch up with someone, the conversation we have is so different when they're living a very full life and I'm living a very full life, and we're both kind of on cloud nine when we get to discuss it and talk about it. And sometimes I will meet with the same person, but we're both in a sort of a state of decay and we can barely talk.
Yeah.
So it's a hard battle to get to that place, but you're absolutely right. Good conversation is a symptom of good life.
It's a result, a fruit of. Mm-hmm. Good conversation is the fruit of a good life, and bad conversation is a symptom of a bad life.
I actually think it's very good that we're seeing a bit of a shift in the culture right now, a certain level of recognition, where the word for it now, have you heard this before? I'm sure many listeners are familiar with it. The term people use for what it's like when you're constantly on the internet and you forget how to talk to others, brain rot.
Brain rot?
Brain rot.
Seriously?
They say, like, if you only speak in references to YouTube videos that you've seen or TikToks that you've seen, they say it's speaking brain rot. Because all you can do is replicate the thing you've heard. And it's all...
Because you've never thought.
It's like this weird echo chamber where you don't know how to think of something original and speak something original. You only know how to repeat back what you've heard before. And I remember the shift. I remember the day that all my friends got TikTok in high school, which tells you how old I am. Very young. I remember they were all younger than me, and they one day showed up and they were just making weird sounds and noises all day, or just saying weird, obscure things and expecting me to know what it meant. And finally, I'm like, what are you talking about? Because not one of them said a single sentence all day.
Wow.
And they were like, you're not on TikTok? And in that moment, I knew I would never get TikTok.
Wow.
Because from that day forward, I lost those friends. They no longer spoke to me. They only, almost like they a turned, robot.
They turned into ghosts.
They spoke in automated responses. Like a ghost. You think of a popular depiction of ghosts is someone who can only repeat one thing, like the last thing that was on their mind, or the things that they understood at the time of their death. And we're living that way. Don't let it be your mind. Your phone is not your mind.
And it's not.
And your mind is still there.
And reality is a lot
You can
greater.
Bring that plant back to life. You can. Oh, but it's... I'm seeing a huge shift even the last bit of time I've spent on YouTube. I was actually exclusively watching a handful of creators that were determined in their own right to get off the internet and to get off their phones. And I'm seeing that from a lot of big creators. They're getting rid of their phones. They're spending time in reality and they're changing. They're becoming alive.
I was going to say unghosty.
Unghosty. Yeah. We are, to quote my favorite show from my childhood, we are the Walking Dead.
I knew you were going to bring this back to zombies.
I love zombies.
I knew you were going to bring it back.
I love zombies.
We don't want to be zombies or ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to live. That is what we're called to as Catholics. That was what Christ was showing us.
Well, and this is, I know you, and rightly so, I'm like a broken record, but it doesn't take anything extravagant to live fully alive. Just do basic human things.
Yeah.
Walk, eat, drink, talk.
Mm-hmm. I watched, this is sort of beating a dead horse here because we've talked about so many good things and I'm just adding to it. But one of the creators I really liked talking about this said the reason he did what he did was because he was watching old shows from the 90s. And he was like, no, wait, they're living. Not because they're doing anything crazy, but because they spend time with their friends. Because if they want to see someone, they give them a phone call. They meet at a time and place. And then they just talk about their lives. And when they're not on their phones all the time, they live their lives. in comparison to they had rebooted the same show and they all had phones and Twitter and they weren't together.
Yeah, that's it.
To look at a time capsule and say, we used to live.
Well, now let's go back to the 50s
mm-hmm.
or the 40s or 30s when we had to live together because we didn't have the technology.
Not to say we still found ways then to not live in reality, but my favorite memoir that I'm reading of this fighter pilot who said he lived in the sky so much, all he did was he woke up, he fought every single day in World War II. They would just fly and then go back to sleep. And he didn't know what to do the first time they gave him leave. They said, you're off. And he said, how can I even live when I'm not fighting? I don't know what it's like. And he was like, I can't go back to life. This is impossible. I'm barely human anymore. And then he just took one walk by a stream in the forest and he was like, never mind. This is what I needed to see. Reality.
This is what I mean. All you have to do is go out in your neighborhood, look at the trees, listen to the birds,
they're still there,
feel the sun.
And we're still alive.
And invite somebody to go with you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.